Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Happy Friday, guys. Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. This is Lavinia, and I'm back with another podcast. Wow. I am so excited. I always tell you guys I'm excited. It is true. If you see me right now, I am shaking because I'm so excited. I'm grateful to be here. And as always, I'm thankful to God for allowing me to be able to use my voice as a tool to bring glory to His name. Now, I hope you guys are having a wonderful Friday. If you're not, I pray that you are. And I pray that after listening to this podcast today, you will be uplifted and empowered. So we're going to continue on the journey of reading about the women of the Bible. But before I do so, I did have a couple, reviews that I wanted to share, if that's okay. And this is really encouraging to me, guys, because I've only done this for like about a month now. And like I said, I love interaction. So for those who have sent in an email, I receive them personally. And I read them, and I want to go ahead and share because this is so encouraging to me. And this is from Kira. Hi, Kira. Thank you so much for tuning in. I read here that you and your husband listen in. And yes, definitely thank God for Frank and Christina Sasso. They have been wonderful friends to me, wonderful mentors on how to do a whole podcast and everything. And I am grateful to them. And Kira, thank God for you for listening. We love you, and I pray that you continue to be encouraged and blessed by this podcast. And we also heard from Sheena. I hope I'm saying your name right. Thank you so much for sending in your email. I am so grateful and glad to hear from you. And I hope you continue to listen in. I pray that you continue to be encouraged, continue to be uplifted. So, yes, thank you guys so much for writing in. It's great to hear from you guys. It's something that helps. It kind of gives you a little boost every now and then. I check my email and I'm like, oh, yay, I got another email. So thank you guys for making my day. Another thing that I wanted to announce, if you're part of our social media, go to laviniajohnson.com or on Instagram is Empowering God's Beloveds. And also we have a like page on Facebook. You can go there too. Now, we're giving away free Bibles, guys, because I so much so want to spread the word of God all over. So if you're listening and you need a Bible, go on our Instagram or on our Facebook, or you can send me an email directly through the website at laviniajohnson.com and we will get a Bible to you, because you cannot allow the enemy to continue to mess with you. Don't allow him. Learn his tactics. Power up in the word. And really gain knowledge. This is the way we defeat the enemy. You continue to read the word. You edify yourself. You encourage yourself in the word. Everything that you're looking for is in the Bible. So if you need a Bible, it's free. F-R-E-E. Free. If you are interested or you know somebody who does, if you'd like to gift somebody a Bible, we're going to be sending them out within a week or two with a personalized message for everybody to encourage and uplift. So I look forward to hearing from you guys. And today we're going to read about Proverbs 31 women. Now this by far is one of my favorite Bible passages, because this is the woman who I desire to be like. I mean, I have seen women who have done amazing things, but none like a Proverbs 31 woman. Now if you're ready, grab your Bible, and we're going to go through this together. If we're not able to finish today, I will go ahead and continue on to the series on next Friday's podcast. But this is an excellent read for anyone. Like I said, my fiance always says to me, a Proverbs a day keeps the foolishness away. So if you want to be wise, read the book of Proverbs. It's good for everybody, trust me. So the Proverbs 31 woman, it starts in verse 10. And I have two different versions that I'm going to be reading from. I read the King James Version, and I'm also going to be reading the NIV version just to get a better understanding. Now, one thing that I do as kind of like a tip, I read the New King James Version and NIV because it's a little bit easier to understand. And that's how I actually started off when I started reading the Bible. I started reading the NIV translation, and kind of when I wanted to gain a little bit more understanding, I went to the New King James Version. And it's also a lot easier to read than the King James Version. So I would recommend that for you guys too. And also look up resources, read books. And one thing that I love is to grow in knowledge. So read books about the women of the Bible. You know, pick up the Bible. If you see maybe a book on Matthew and you want to learn more about Matthew, you can never go wrong filling yourself up with more knowledge. So I would definitely advise you guys to do the same thing. Continue to fill yourselves up with the word. Continue to eat that word. And again, like I said, if you want to know how the devil operates, it's right here in this book. And it's written here. The solutions are here. Everything is here. If you want to know about your kids, how to take care of kids, it's all in the Bible. And that's why we're giving away the free Bible. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into the Proverbs 31 woman, the woman that I desire to be like. We start off at verse 10 where it says, "Who can find an excellent woman?" Question mark. I love that because, to give you a little bit background story, King Solomon wrote Proverbs, and Solomon actually had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Now, if a man that has had 700 wives and 300 concubines writes a book about the excellent woman, a woman after God's own heart, and then he starts off by saying, "Who can find an excellent woman?" Would it be possible that even with 700 wives, he was still looking for that perfect woman, that woman after God's own heart? I love this because it says, "Who can find an excellent woman? She is worth far more than rubies." That's in verse 10. And if I read the New King James translation, it said, "Who can find a virtuous wife? Her worth is far above rubies." And I love that because it just goes to show you that an excellent woman, what does that really mean? What does that mean? And I like to take the word apart and pick at it and study it and look up what the meaning of certain words is. And the word that stands up to me right now is excellent woman. What does that mean to be an excellent woman or to be a virtuous woman? And I looked it up, just searched excellent or virtuous woman, and it means behavior showing high moral standards. It also means righteousness, integrity, dignity, honor, decency. Those are terms that describe a soldier, doesn't it? Those are terms that are used to describe somebody of high standards, like a soldier fighting in an army. One thing that I came to understand, and it's just through studying and doing more research about this Proverbs 31 woman, is that she is a woman who's disciplined. And a woman who's disciplined, that's like almost describing a soldier. He's disciplined. That's why he's there. You know, you don't want somebody to protect the country who's going to act however way he wants. You don't want a soldier saying whatever he wants because he represents a country. He represents, let's say, the United States of America. So he knows his place. He knows what his responsibility is. And that's almost what it is like here in the word where it says an excellent woman. She is a woman of great decency, of great courage. She's a woman of intelligence, of integrity, of honor. So that means she respects herself. She knows who she is. You know, when you see soldiers walking, even if you go out in the mall, you know, they carry that honor with them. They carry that integrity. You never see them fooling around or cursing people out on the street. No, they carry that badge. They wear it proudly. And I love that. It says she is worth far more than rubies. Now, if you actually flip back in Proverbs in the beginning, in chapter 3, verse 13 to 15, it said, "Happy is a man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding." Verse 15, "She is more precious than rubies." That is the same way that a virtuous woman is described in this scripture. She is as great as rubies. That means that a virtuous woman is the same as valuable as wisdom. That blew my mind. That blew my mind because I never thought the two would go hand in hand. You know, finding a virtuous woman and gaining wisdom is like rubies, it's treasure. And not a lot of people find it. And just by the way that this scripture, the verse is stated, who can find, that means this woman is very rare. She's hard to come by. It's hard to come by a woman who's disciplined. It's hard to come by a woman who's structured, who honors herself and who clothes herself with strength and dignity. I love that. And you know, it's crazy because this world presents women nowadays who just, everybody's naked nowadays. And it's crazy. It's crazy. When you look on social media, they're all after your eyes. They're all after your soul. And it's all the pleasure of the eyes that they give out to you. And I want to encourage you women out there who are listening to be a virtuous woman. And that's why I wanted to go through the Bible and tell you guys and teach you guys about women of the Bible, because I want to go back to the beginning. You know, sometimes we have to go back, especially right now, what the world is giving us. That's not what it means to be a woman. You know, it doesn't mean that you taking off your clothes, that does not make you a woman. And it does not bring honor to you either. And I love, love, love the Proverbs 31 woman for that reason. I'm going to continue in verse 11. Her husband trusts her completely. She gives him all the important things that he needs. I love that because it says her husband trusts her completely. In the New King James Version, in verse 11, it says, the heart of her husband safely trusts her. The heart, you know, we all have a heart. And this is speaking, I guess, in not like the vessel of the heart, but you know, just your heart, where it carries a lot of emotion, where you carry, you know, you love somebody, that's all comes from the heart, that tender place. And I love the way he says it, because that means that her husband's tender place, her husband's tenderness is trust her. He can be himself. He doesn't have to fake. He doesn't have to hide behind anything. He can be himself around his wife. And I love this because he trusts her with his emotion. He trusts her with his cares and his burdens. That's the kind of woman a virtuous woman is to a man, to her husband. His heart can trust you. How many times, you know, we watch reality shows and people are just cheating on each other. And this is the example that we have. This is the example that we have nowadays for what a woman, what a wife is supposed to be like. And that's not true. That is not true. And the reason why I say I desire so much to be like the Proverbs 31 woman is because I want to show, and you guys know I have two sons, and I want to show them what exactly it means to have a good woman in your hand. I'm his example. Before the world shows him what a woman is, I'm going to be their example. I'm going to show them. No, I don't talk to dad however way I want. I don't just act however way I want, because I respect my husband to be. And this is a place that you grow into. You know, we don't just wake up and we're disciplined. Discipline comes from practice. It's what you practice. So if I practice good behaviors around my kids, around my son, around my husband, that entails, shows them. It's the actions that are not spoken that are loud. It's me when I walk in, how do I greet him? How do I say hello to him? Can he truly come to me with his fears? Can he truly come to me with his feelings? Or will I act like the world acts and curse him out or call him names for being intimate with me? And that's all stuff that are frowned upon. That's why we're coming back to this. So I'm going to continue. She gives him all the important things that he needs: love, affection, a peace of mind. She gives him food when he needs it. She encourages him. She uplifts him. This is the woman that God has called us to be, ladies. And in verse 12, she brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. It all ties into it. It all ties into it. Just think about it. What words are you speaking to your husband? What words are you speaking to your loved one? Are you encouraging them? Are you uplifting them? Are you giving him good things to be happy about? And in verse 13, she chooses wool and flax, and she loves to work with her hand. So that shows you a Proverbs 31 woman. She's a strong woman. She is not afraid to get her hands dirty. She will get in there and she will do the work. And I love that. And how many women nowadays are willing to work hard? None, because again, everything that's shown to us is a woman that sits back and gets pampered while the man work. But truly, you know, the woman, this Proverbs 31 woman that's described to us, she gets her hands dirty. Verse 14, she's like the ships of trade. She brings her food from far away. Wow. She gets up while it's still night. She provides food for her family. Wow, what kind of woman is this? What kind of woman is this? I mean, I know for a long time I struggled with waking up early. I love my sleep. I do. That's one thing that I have to say. There's so many times, and I always tell God, God, work in me in this area. Allow me to be able to wake up early so I can do the things that I need to do. But this is an amazing woman that's described here. She wakes up while it's still night and provides food for our family. That means she'll wake up at, let's say, 5 o'clock in the morning, and she will make breakfast. She will make lunches for her children. She will get her house in order. She will get her day planned out. And one thing that I heard, or one of my coworkers told me, is she gets to work 15 to 20 minutes early. And I'm like, I was looking at her, I'm like, girl, you crazy. And until one time, I actually came into work 15 to 20 minutes early, and I sat there and actually planned out my day. I had time to plan out my day and think. Because before, I used to be like, no, I'll just get there, clock in exactly at 7 o'clock, and that's when I'll start to work. But your mind actually needs that time in order for your day not to be stressful. I mean, sometimes you can't help it, but to ease stress, get to work a little bit earlier, guys. Get to work a little bit earlier. See, there's wisdom in this. Get up a little bit earlier. Plan your day. Just, you know, relax into your day. All this rushing, you know, giving you stress, you don't have to deal with that. So I love this. She gets up while it's still night and provides food for her family. She also gives some to her female servants. She's caring. She's caring. You know, notice it doesn't say the servants wake up and give her food. It's her waking up to feed her whole household, including her servants. This is a tender-hearted woman, and I love that. Guys, like, this is an amazing woman. And again, this is the woman that I aspire to be like. And she considers the fields and buys it. And she uses some of the money she earns to plant a vineyard. She is a woman who plans ahead. She plans ahead. She saves her money, okay? She saves her money and she buys a vineyard. She invests. She invests. And this is all to bring it back to her family. She gets ready to work. Her arms are strong. Again, she's not afraid to get her hands dirty. I love how it says she has servants, but she still works. What kind of woman is this? Like, that's all I keep asking myself, because it's like, can you imagine the kind of heart she carries? Can you imagine the kind of mind she carries? Wow. She gets ready to work with her hand. Her arms are strong. She sees her trading earn a lot of money. Her lamp does not go out at night. She is sharp, guys. As we would say it, she is on fleek, okay? Because her lamp does not go out. And I love this because this describes a woman who's always on point. She is always, she reads her word. She gets up. She cooks breakfast. She takes care of her husband. I love this. With one hand, she holds the wool. With the other hand, she spins the thread. She makes her own clothes, guys. She makes her own clothes. She opens her arm to those who are poor, and she reaches out her hands to those who are needy. And I think this is my favorite part, because there's a scripture that says that God will bless you so much so that you will have plenty for others. And this was my prayer for the longest time, because I've been, you know, you guys know that I was born in Kenya in Africa, and, you know, not necessarily where I grew up, but there's some areas where they may not have clothes or they may not have exactly what they need. But that's actually what inspired me. I knew that I wanted so badly to be in the giving ministry because I saw so much. And even just out of me, like, there's times when I needed something and maybe somebody didn't give it to me, and that pushed me to want to be a giver. There's times when I do question, like, why am I giving? I never get. But I remember that when you give to God. I don't give to men. I give with the understanding, knowing that when I give to God. And when I give to a person, I actually close my eyes and I picture God, because I'm like, God, I'm giving to you. It doesn't matter what happens, I'm giving to you. And I wanted so badly to be in the giving ministry because of this, because she extends her hands. She opens her hands to those who are poor. She reaches out to those who are needy. She reaches out. That means she goes out of her way for those who are needy. Again, what kind of woman is this? I love this. So badly wanted to be in the giving ministry because I want to be that woman who, just like it says here in the Proverbs 31 woman, after all is said and done, I want to have extra, excess to be able to give to the needy. In verse 21, when it snows, she's not afraid for her family. All of them are dressed in the finest clothes. She's prepared. She's set everything. She's not afraid of a storm. She's not afraid of that because she has everything set in place. Now, that makes me think of a woman who saves up her money for maybe a rainy day. And this is something that not a lot of people know about. You might have heard of it, but not a lot of people know about it. I mean, I didn't. Growing up, I knew to spend, but I did not know to save. And finally, when I was getting to the age where, you know, I was making more of my own money, I never had anything in my savings account. And guys, that is not wise. That is not wise at all. Because there was times and situations where I went through where if I would have saved my money instead of buying 3 extra shirts that I didn't need, I would have had a cushion to lean on. But I was not wise with my money. But this Proverbs 31 woman, she's wise with her money. Because when storms come, to me, that describes like a season where, you know, it's cold. Maybe things are not as good as they were. But because she knows to put her money aside, because she knows to collect and invest, she still brings in money. She still brings in resources. Her husband is respected at the city gates. There he takes his seat among the elders of the land. And what a great man. That describes a great man. And you need a great woman behind that. She makes linen and sells them. She supplies belts to the traders. And she puts on strength and honor as if they were her clothes. Now, I want you guys to picture that for a second. I want you to picture a woman. You get up early in the morning. Maybe you're tired from the day before. Maybe something happened that messed up your day. And in the morning, you still get up and you put on strength and you put on honor. Imagine like wearing a coat almost and just becoming that woman. You know, it doesn't mean that things never went wrong for this woman. No. But when she wakes up in the morning, she's dedicated. She's decided. She's living in purpose. She's living in strength. She's living in honor. And I can almost, like I said, picture this woman who gets up in the morning and she clothes herself with strength. And it's almost like telling yourself, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Today's a new day in Jesus' name. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. And you put on your strength. And I look at my family and she looks at her family. She has a lot to be grateful for. And she puts on her honor. I love that. And she can laugh at the days that are coming. That means she can rejoice. She's not worried. She's not stressed out. Like, what am I going to do about tomorrow? No, she laughs at it. She laughs. Wow, what a response to the enemy. Doesn't the enemy lie to you and tell you, oh, you'll never make it, you'll never be good enough? Laugh at the enemy. I want to encourage you guys to laugh at the enemy. She speaks wisely and she teaches faithfully. I love that, because you can be a virtuous woman and clothed in honor and strength, but the moment you open up your mouth and there's nothing good coming out of that mouth, it's almost like you did nothing. It's almost like you did nothing. Imagine you see a beautiful woman walking down the street. And you're like, wow, she's beautiful. But the moment she opens her mouth, she can cut you like a knife. All of a sudden, she's not beautiful anymore. That's what it's talking about here. She speaks wisely. It's like Proverbs said, you listen first and then you speak. She's not out there to harm anyone. She's not out there to curse people out. That's not the kind of woman that she is. And she teaches faithfully. She watches over family matters. She's busy all the time. There's nothing that she doesn't know about. So whether his husband has a meeting at 9 a.m., she makes sure her husband is there. Kids have football game 5 p.m. She makes sure she is ready. She is there. She watches over family matters. She looks over everything, whether it's financially, kids, appointments, work. And she still works, guys. And she still works. Her children stand up and call her blessed. In verse 28, her husband also rises up and he praises her. This is exactly why I say that I want to be this virtuous woman for my husband to be and for my children. Because what it is a blessing to have your children rise up and call you blessed. Again, it has me thinking of the world, the worldly ways where kids can now talk to their parents however way they want. If your children rise up and call you blessed, that means they respect you. They respect who you are. And nowadays, kids can just rise up and say whatever they want to their parents or to their caretakers. There's no blessing in that. Her husband also rises up and he praises her. This woman deserves praise. I mean, at the least, she deserves praise. In verse 29, he says, many women do excellent things, but you are better than all the others. That's the husband declaring this to her. And here it goes again. If you refer back to verse 11, where his heart safely trusts in her, where he can declare that, to have your husband stand up and say, you are better than all the women who's ever walked on this planet. I mean, women have done good things, but you the thing, baby. That's what he's telling her. That is what he's telling. You are it. You. There is nobody else for me but you. She deserves that. And verse 30, charm can fool you. Beauty fades, but a woman who has respect for the Lord should be praised. Isn't that the truth? I used to work with like older residents, and when you see their before picture, I mean, they're beautiful at their youth. But when you grow older and your skin sag, and I want you guys to think about it this way, you know, when you grow older and maybe you don't look as good as you used to do, you don't stand up as straight as you used to do. One thing that remains is that you have respect for the Lord. This is put at the end of the scripture, but shouldn't it be first? You respect the Lord. Give her honor for all her hands have done. Let everything she has done bring praise to her at the city gates. She's known for all her good deeds. One thing that I can definitely tell you guys is when I first came into this walk of Christ, when I first came into learning more about Jesus and learning more about myself, one thing that I always prayed about, I didn't even know what it meant, but I prayed, Lord, help me to be a submissive wife. Before I even got married, I was praying it. I didn't quite understand what it meant to be a submissive wife, to be a virtuous woman. I didn't know what it meant, but I prayed it. But you know what? God did not answer my prayer by saying, oh, here's a husband, learn how to be submissive. No, I had to learn how to be submissive and how to be a virtuous wife through God. And I mean that by the relationship that me and God had. Well, I wouldn't get up early in the morning, like I've said, but I would take time and I would spend time in the Word, and I would read the Word over and over and over and over and over and over again until it sank in deep. And right there, God was teaching me how to be a virtuous woman. He was teaching me how to be a submissive wife, because I had learned how to yield to God and to yield to the Holy Spirit and what He's saying. And in fact, so much that everybody noticed that I began to change my character, and just everything that I was about started to change because I was willing to submit to God. You guys have heard my story. I met my husband 7 years. Well, I knew him over 7 years, but we didn't start dating until like 7 years after I knew him. So you can imagine, in that time, God took the time to really prune me of things that I was dealing with, insecurities that I was dealing with. He was molding me into that perfect woman for Him. I cried for a husband. There was times that I prayed for a husband. I was like, Lord, just send me a husband. It will fix all my problems. And you know, at that time, I look back now and the Lord is telling me, no, because I can't give you to somebody else for you to be a heartache to him, you know. And the Lord was taking care of my fiance too at the same time for him to be the perfect husband for me. So I want to encourage you guys here to be that Proverbs 31 woman. Be that woman. And again, it's not something that you just wake up and you are. It really does take practice and it takes time. I'm not completely there. I'll be honest and say it. I'm not there all the way. But I've learned and I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And that's why I want to share with you guys. I want to so badly share with you guys. I just hope that you guys are blessed by this podcast. Thank you so much for those who wrote in. I read every single message. I read every single letter. I just want to encourage you guys to be a woman after God's own heart. That's actually where it starts. And then you begin to be that woman, that virtuous woman. So until next time, God's beloveds, be empowered, be encouraged, be uplifted. Happy Friday. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the NMA podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at LavinyaJohnson.com. This episode of Empowering God's Beloveds was brought to you by...
At New Pod City, we are your neighbors. You know us, and we know you. New Pod City is where you go for all things podcast related.
We're living in a golden age right now. I mean, anybody can just open up a laptop, jack in a mic, just start talking, and before they even realize what's happening, they have a worldwide listening audience.
We advise you on the type of equipment to use, offer training, distribution, monetization, and guidance to ensure you sound amazing.
Don't think you have to sound like anybody else. Don't let people try and shave off everything original about you. Hey, I talk fast, I have a New York accent, but you know what? That'll appeal to somebody.
With three levels to choose from, we got your budget covered. Mayor Frank Sasso and his team have award-winning podcast production skills, which make the New Pod City family a truly unique team, dedicated to art and craft of producing and distributing high-quality audio productions, voiceovers, celebrity impressions, and most of all, podcasts.
You no longer have to go searching for content to listen to. You can sit down and create your own content, your own show. You can create your own show. One of the things my team and I do is sit around and think about the kind of shows we would listen to, and then we just create them.
Visit us today at newpodcity.com or call 609-222-2691 for more information.
Now is the time to stake your claim with a podcast.
New Pod City. There's a new breed of podcaster.